Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. I think you're really going to enjoy this one. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. For years now, people have been setting up a little contest between crypto and gold, but that's like comparing a truck with an SUV. Both carry stuff and travel from A to B, but they do different jobs. Gold's job is to keep the value of your money safe and preserve its value. And since the events in Ukraine and the oil and inflation crisis, gold has done a brilliant job compared to stocks and other investments. So if you're worried about what's going on right now, and who isn't, just talk to an expert at Noble Gold about precious metals IRAs for your retirement. They'll get you straightened out on your options and hold your hand through the entire process. And this month, for any qualified IRA, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 right now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
One day, she said, you know, it's almost time for the great culling to begin.
The what?
That's what I said. The what? She said, the great culling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G, when you thin the herd. I said, what are you talking about? She said, it's almost time for the useless eaters to be culled.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. That was Dr. Rima Lebeau, and close to some 10 years ago, she mentioned that, based on the data we're seeing now, 40% rise in deaths among people ages 18 to 64, the great culling is here. And the people who have taken the experimental bioweapon, well, those who haven't died from it, are now being tracked and traced. Hope and Tivan are back to share the details about that and so much more. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Did you know you can earn hundreds of thousands of dollars investing in crypto? And did you know, if you do it right, you don't have to pay capital gains tax on it? Open a Roth crypto IRA right now with My Digital Money to take advantage of it. And when you go to retire, you will pay nothing on your capital gains. If Ethereum, Chainlink, or Solana doubles, or Bitcoin surges to a new high, you could be doubling your investments. My Digital Money's U.S.-based phone support is always ready to answer your questions. And you know what's better? They will give you a free $50 credit if you fund your My Digital Money crypto IRA account with at least $1,000. That's right, no capital gains tax. Go to MyDigitalMoney.com right now, MyDigitalMoney.com. Hey friends, thanks so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here. It's absolutely fantastic to have you back. I've got a very, very important interview. I fast-tracked this one. I'm bumping everything else to get this up today. It's Hope and Devon from Morocco. They're back. And today we're going to talk about, get this friends, MAC codes. You're familiar with the VAX Bluetooth challenge and MAC codes? Well, we're going to flush it out. We're going to talk also about a new TV spot in my area targeting kids to get the vax, athletes dropping on the field as never seen before, and get this, are you ready? Self-amplifying RNA injections are on the way. Our attorney friend Todd Callender calls them contagious vaccines. Hope and Tivan, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Sean.
So great to be back, and thanks for having us on to talk about this. It's pretty freaky what we've been discovering.
Yeah, it's really, really startling. And before we talk about the MAC codes and the VAX Bluetooth challenge, I want to just address the fact that the powers that ought not be, the mainstream horror media, and even those that are paid to troll in the comments and troll alternative news media outlets, truth media outlets, will say, that's nonsense. That can't happen. That's just your phone searching for internet, etc. We're going to clarify, and we're going to be real specific about that in a second. What I want people to understand, though, is that that same whore mainstream media is trying to tell people and told people that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian propaganda. It was a fable. It didn't exist. There was nothing nefarious happening between Hunter Biden and foreign governments. And certainly Sleepy Creepy Joe would never meddle in anything criminal. Now, Hunter Biden laptop whistleblower Jack Maxey had to flee to Switzerland because he fears for his life because our government in the deep state is that criminal. These are the same people that will tell you that the MAC codes coming from people everywhere, grocery stores, amusement parks, that you should ignore that, that those are not to be believed. All right, we're going to go to our expert, Tavon is an engineer and a technician who can explain these MAC codes, and then in a minute we'll play a video that Hope and Tavon shot. Where do you want to begin before I play that video?
So Bluetooth is a standard, and in that standard that's been established globally, basically all consumer products that everyone purchases has plain text machine code or plain text that you can read. So when you enable Bluetooth on your smartphone and you try to pair it to a device, for example, whether it be wireless speakers or your computer or your smart TV, you would get a plain text telling you that it's a TV or that, you know, it is speakers. And so these random codes they're unique. They're unique in how proliferated they're becoming in our public space.
And you've never seen anything like this before, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is not a normal situation, but also what is also unique is that you see these extra random MAC codes or these media access control codes when you go into developer mode on your smartphone, whether it be an Android or an iOS. You can put your phone into a special mode. You can probably even look it up online for your specific operating system for your phone. And it's normally a series of keys you have to punch to put your phone into that mode. And then once you can scan for Bluetooth devices on that phone, that's when these randomized Bluetooth MAC address codes show up.
And the developer mode, you have a higher level access, a vision of what's going on in the area than when you're in normal consumer mode. So that's why he was explaining that to me as well. You can see more in developer mode because you would be a developer or a technician trying to scan the area for available devices. So most people, when you just scan on your Bluetooth, normally you're in consumer mode and you can't see these codes unless you go into developer mode. So
again,
that's really important.
Developer mode is what developer software hardware engineers would use if they're trying to create software or apps for your phone, or if you're troubleshooting an issue during a development cycle for that particular phone. Also, we have to remember, Sean, that the testing for this anomaly with Bluetooth codes, randomized codes showing up in public space was confirmed in an experiment with a French technical team a couple of months back, where they got a random sampling of people who were walking in the park, brought them into an open field within the park, and with their computers and their antenna and software, they were able to separate that randomized group into two groups, those who've taken the injection, those who have not, and identified those who've taken the injection. A great portion of them had emitted codes.
And, from their bodies.
From their bodies, not from their smartphones.
Their cell phones.
It was from their bodies.
All right. So what we're going to see in this clip that is, we were at a fancy restaurant having a little celebration, and we realized that we were sitting in a location with a whole bunch of Europeans around us. And we knew that the only way that these people could get into Morocco at this time was if they were vaccinated. So we knew that we were with a whole bunch of vaccinated people around us, and we were outdoors as well. So that's why we decided to do the scam that you're going to see in this video. And you'll see all those codes that pop up are the codes coming from the people's bodies.
All right, I'm going to play it in 1 second. It's 90 seconds long. All right, we will break it down after, and then I have much more to share. But let me be clear. You guys, in one of our past interviews, told me that the former vaccine czar under Trump, Moncef Slaoui, bragged about the fact that the tracking and tracing awards for those who had been vaccinated had been awarded to Google and Oracle. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Yes. Now, yeah. With that said, I want to share your website, ftwproject.com Morocco. If you guys want to watch the Detox Graphene Oxide series, you can see it here for free. All of this great information, latest posts and videos from Hope and Tavon are here. If you want to get stuff that will help you sleep better and shield against RF, there's the sleeping pods, the phone shields. These are fantastic products. We can talk about the science later that Hope and Tavon create themselves. I just wanted to share that, though, because they live in Morocco, and that's where Moncef Slaoui is from. So they were paying close attention to what the man was saying when he was the vaccine czar. And he literally said the tracking and tracing awards, the contracts, had been awarded to Google and Oracle. All right, now let's watch The mainstream media will say there's nothing to see here, folks.
All right, we are now in developer mode, and we're going to do the Bluetooth challenge. We're at a public restaurant with a whole bunch of people.
And now we're going to go to Bluetooth.
We're going to go to Bluetooth.
Hold it down.
Hold down Bluetooth. And then to see devices.
Hit scan.
Scan. Hit scan. And let's see if anything comes up.
Oh, first, I'll turn on
the Bluetooth. Turn the Bluetooth on.
Now I'm going to hit scan.
Okay. Oh my God. Oh my God. Look at them all. Holy shit. Oh my God. These are all people. These are the Bluetooth codes from all the people sitting around us from the vaccines. Anonymous IP addresses.
You see some phones, obviously. You see some phones there.
Yeah, there's some phones. Like the Oppo, that's a phone.
Yeah, these are phones.
These other things, these are people. These are not devices. These are people.
What are device people?
All right, guys, I'm coming back to you. You know, unbelievable. And Hope, we're kindred spirits. If I was sitting there seeing what you saw, I would curse too, because it's shocking, because we know what's going on. We understand the big picture. They are targeting humanity for destruction, and either they will kill you with this thing, or you'll be on their plantation, tracked and traced and turned into a transhuman for the rest of your short life. That's my opinion. I want to be real clear here. In a past interview, Tavon, I asked you guys, Mac codes, does this have to do with Apple? And of course it does to some extent because of Apple devices and the information's coming up on an Apple screen. But no, MAC codes mean media access control. Tell us more about these MAC codes. This is very nefarious.
Well, what is essential to understand as a consumer, the convenience culture has enabled the ability for products to talk to each other. So you need a standard for doing that. And over the past couple of decades, there are tech companies that have grown quite influential and have controlled whole monopolies over electronic standards. Because if you control the standard, then you have control over the technology, the base, the bare metal. So what this thing with the media access control codes that you see is a standard. And so all these devices can talk to each other, and so that consumers can connect to a device wirelessly and understand what they're connecting to. If you try to connect or pair with any of these randomized codes, for example, normally when you try to, let's say, pair with a wireless speaker, you're given a code, and that code or a series of numbers will allow you to connect to that speaker. You see what the speaker is, you punch in that code. Sometimes the device will ask you to confirm that you see those series of numbers, and then you can actually pair and connect and play your music wirelessly. But when you try to connect to these randomized codes, you don't get any handshake or string of numbers for you to connect to that device. Instead, it actually asks you for the password.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's really creepy, is because we've been doing this ever since that first time. We've been scanning areas that we're in public. And Tavon has been finding that if you try to pair to one of these codes that's coming from a person, it asks you for a passcode, which allegedly means that a passcode exists and somebody might have that.
That you could type one in response.
And have access to a person's body, maybe? This is what we would start thinking.
Also, if this was a consumer product, by the way, all wireless devices have MAC addresses. But the difference is, during the connection to that consumer device, you get the plain text identifier telling you what that device is. Also, you should be able to press on the actual device, like a Samsung TV that shows up on your smartphone, and it opens up another window to give you a more description of what that device is. It's a Samsung TV, its MAC address is this, its serial number is this, with its machine code is this. And it's very specific. You do not get that with these codes. And also, I have to mention, recently, there was a video put out by, again, La Quinta Columna, where they brought up the MAC address issue, simply to say that there are now apps, especially if you have an Android phone, where you can get from the Play Store. These are Bluetooth apps that will not only give you, if you do a scan through this app, all the wireless Bluetooth devices around you, but will also give you the distance between from you to that device, especially if your smartphone has the GPS enabled.
Yeah, and I want to just say something about what these codes might be used for, passwords to access these people and these MAC codes. You hit the nail on the head, Hope. Biometric data is exactly what they want. They want to understand exactly what's going on inside a human's body. Now, the World Economic Forum minion, Yuval Noah Harari, is bragging about this. He says surveillance up to this point has been outside the body. Now it's going to be inside the body, under the skin. He's bragging about this. He says it's the end of human free will. He says that the story of Jesus Christ in the Bible and the Son of God is fake news. These people are truly hardcore evil. Well, and look, and let me say something else. I'll do a screen share here. I watched so much content throughout the day. I cannot remember where I saw this. It might have been from the Crow House, Max Egan's latest, As We Hunger for Heroes. But I did watch video about the stolen election and now the data that they have coming out of Wisconsin that proves, because of cell phone tracking down to the foot, it proves that there were some 120, 130, I forget the number, of people that kept going to drop boxes and then going to NGOs and then back to the drop boxes. So without being vaccinated, we know they can track and trace us. They know where we are. They know what our daily movements are, right? So in my view, what you guys have discovered with these MAC codes is the ability for those who want to track and trace those who have been vaccinated potentially to get in and see their biometric data. Do you think I'm on the right track here, Tavon? Or Hope?
Yeah, well, I wanted to add to that because in our previous talks with you, we were showing the technology and the reports that were coming out from La Quinta Columna showing the actual like computer part components that were found in the vaccines and the different things that these components can do. They have switches that can give commands and controls and on, off, and you know, all of those logistics for computer parts are in these vaccines. So it would make sense if you need a passcode to get in there and control the nanotechnology inside of a person's body. So it's not just to read people's biometric data, but it could also be
to write,
to put commands into people. We get really into this transhumanism and this AI concept, and it's a satanic takeover. I'd say, where's your soul in all of this, right?
Yeah. So. It's sci-fi Black Mirror stuff. And to the degree that we've talked about 5G in the past, I don't think for those of us who can think, it's much of a leap to say that as they access your MAC code and get in and follow those that have been vaccinated, they might look at your heartbeat. They might look at your blood pressure. They might look at whether or not you've been damaged to the extent you've been damaged by the vaccine. They might be able to monitor the graphene oxide. Then there's the 5G component. Then there's the component of the people that they track and trace, the politics of those people. Maybe they don't like your politics. We know 5G can be directed. So suddenly the 5G signal might be amped up and directed toward that particular cell phone and that particular body to see how the graphene oxide is impacted by the turned up 5G pulse. Now, this is all conjecture, but it's conjecture with science and education behind it. We have to ask these questions as they move us towards this brave new world, this transhuman, anti-humanist world.
Yes, absolutely. When you like what you mentioned with the 5G towers, they have that ability to triangulate, what's it called, beamforming technology. And, you know, of course, they tell you it's for your cell phone to get better reception. So yeah, multiple towers or arrays just targeting your phone for transmit and receive. Well, based on what we're finding, especially with that, again, that French team with that experiment with people emitting the signal themselves, the beamforming could just fall on you. They don't even need the phone if you've taken the injection.
And that's the other thing, too, is like you were saying earlier, Sean, about even those who are not vaccinated can be tracked and traced, because we know that they're putting graphene oxide in elements in our environment around us. So even if you've chosen not to take these injections, you still do have some kind of form of contamination just by living in the world because of how much pollution they've been doing. However, we believe that there's a big difference once it goes into your blood. So if it's in your God-given system, where you've got things like skin and a digestive tract, things that God put there in order to like protect your body from certain toxins, so you could fight it off. But if you're injecting stuff directly into your bloodstream, that goes past all of those systems, which is why people who are vaccinated, especially triple vaccinated with the self-assembling nanotechnology that grows with EMF and body heat, you know, you're probably much worse off than somebody who has not taken the injections.
Friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. This is a perfect time for a quick break. For years now, people have been setting up a little contest between crypto and gold, but that's like comparing a truck with an SUV. Both carry stuff and travel from A to B, but they do different jobs. Gold's job is to keep the value of your money safe and preserve its value. And since the events in Ukraine and the oil and inflation crisis, gold has done a brilliant job compared to stocks and other investments. So if you're worried about what's going on right now, and who isn't, just talk to an expert at Noble Gold about precious metals IRAs for your retirement. They'll get you straightened out on your options and hold your hand through the entire process. And this month, for any qualified IRA, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 right now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Well, let's segue to, I'm glad we're having this conversation, because the MAC codes, the tracking and tracing, the vaccine itself is completely diabolical and nefarious. We know that Pfizer wanted to work with the FDA, or the other way around, I should say, to bury the data for 75 years. They don't want people to know what's in these vaccines. More on that at the end of the conversation here, guys, at the end of the show. Self-amplifying RNA injections are on the way. Contagious vaccines, as Todd Callender calls them. You guys will recall, and I'm talking to you, Hope and Devon, but the audience too. I've showcased Dr. Eileen Crespo in the state in which I live constantly propagandizing to families that the vaccine is delicious, nutritious, run out and get it. It's great for your kids. She vaxxed her own kids. Well, in addition to that, there's a new series of spots that just started airing. And I want to show this before I show more data about athletes dropping dead in the field of play around the world, 769 in 2020 alone. Now, as fate would have it, this new spot propagandizing to parents to go get your kids jabbed and get yourself jabbed played right after this episode of MasterChef Junior, which stars kids. So believe me, friends, none of this is coincidental. Check this out, and then let's talk about it.
Wondering if the COVID vaccine is right for your child?
If you can trust it. Well, I represent over 100,000 family doctors.
I represent over 4.3 million registered nurses.
Nearly 67,000 pediatricians. And we all agree on this.
You can trust the COVID vaccine for yourself, or your kids, or your grandkids.
I do.
I do. I do.
I mean it from the heart.
All right. So that's our stinking government. Let's just back that up. That we pay taxes to. This was paid for by the U.S. Department, can you guys make that up, of Health and Human Services. Find vaccines near you at vaccine.gov. Everyone 5 years old and older can get a COVID vaccine. And these doctors say, you can trust it. You can trust the magic, delicious vaccine, even though you don't know what's in it. Your guys' response to that latest propaganda from our government?
Well, you know, one thing Jesus spoke about more when he talked about the end times is he said over and over again, do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. Don't let them deceive you. Stuff like this makes me sick because it's the lies. It's like I'm allergic to lies. It gives me like a visceral reaction when I watch stuff like that because they're just lying. They're lying and they're trying to kill us. You have anything to add?
No, I think Sean, just have to say, especially if you know of a family member or you know of other people who are close to you who have been maimed by mm-hmm. the injections, that you're looking at the face of the White Coat Army.
Yeah.
These are militarized at this point, still pushing it after all the stuff that's happened. You're looking at the White Coat Army.
And we're speaking from our own personal experiences because we know people that have been maimed by these poisonous lethal injections.
You would have to be a psychopath to actually promote these things.
And we try to tell people. I've shown people before they got the shots. I've said, look at all these COVID vaccine victims. They're all dead. And I would go through, and it's like, they're dead, 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 dead from the shots. And they would go out and get the shots anyway. So it's like everybody's under a spell. And what else can you do other than just sound the alarm and say the end is near, you know? So
yeah,
I don't know what else to do.
It's a cult. I think what we just watched, whether they're real doctors or not, and I guess they are, but they are either bought and paid for or they're brainwashed, because they will not talk about the VAERS reporting database and the more than 23,000 dead Americans in this country alone as the result of the mRNA gene therapy injections, the experimental bioweapon. They will not talk about the hundreds of thousands of severe injuries, and they will not talk about what I'm about to show you guys here. 769 athletes collapsed in 2021. Many of them died. Now, with credit to Dell Bigtree and the High Wire, who, by the way, is having a Defeat the Mandates coast-to-coast rally, a giant rally in Los Angeles on Sunday, April 10th. You guys are probably watching this on Sunday, April 10th, if not Saturday night, April 9th. That rally is from 12 to 8 p.m. Pacific. And you can watch it live at thehighwire.com. Hope and Tavon, I want to just play some of this three-minute video so that we can put faces on the athletes who have been dropping on the fields. And many of these athletes died. So feel free to jump in anytime. I think in honor of these poor folks who succumbed to the experimental vaccine, I want to watch this and you guys weigh in.
Sure. A Baker County High School senior is in the hospital after collapsing on the tennis courts.
Breaking new details on the deaths of a high school soccer player.
Finland, Denmark star man Christian Eriksson collapsing towards the end of the first half.
The Kennedy High community mourning tonight after one of their high school football players died.
A South Carolina high school football player has died after collapsing at football practice.
Star college basketball player collapsing on the court. We want to warn you, the video may be difficult to watch.
Florida Gators star Giante Johnson collapsing during the game.
A West Catholic high school student has died after collapsing during a football scrimmage.
On mile 8, she suddenly felt fuzzy and blacked out.
17-year-old Ryan Jacobs' heart stopped.
Unexpectedly collapsed on the field.
Megan went into cardiac arrest.
Collapsing during Friday night's football game.
I'm going to bring the volume down. I want you guys to talk about this with me. I want to process this because these are real people who I'm sure all took the mRNA gene therapy, or at least 99% of them did, because this is not normal. In fact, this is so far away from normal that I would remind people that it might have been 5-10 years ago, a Minnesota Viking, I believe his name was Corey Stringer, I'm going off memory here, he dropped dead on the field, but those were in the days when coaches were so die hard, they wouldn't let their athletes get water. It was all about being tough, getting used to the weather. And it was 100 degrees out and humid. He had heat stroke and he died. Athletes in peak condition dying on the field is very, very rare.
Yes.
But we're supposed to think this is all normal now.
Well, the media gaslights everyone. How dare you think that this is not normal, where you used to be able to just count on one hand how many athletes in the country would die from, you know, like what you mentioned before. But now it's the most able-bodied, physically fit people on the, you know, in their window of life are all of a sudden just dropping dead, lifeless, and just the athletes, but also the military.
It really is probably one of the most stark examples of what is happening to people in our world with these shots, because, you know, think about, these are athletes at the top peak physical fitness. And then you've got the average person that's not at top peak physical fitness, but now the average person that could do things like walk up a flight of stairs is now a superhuman, because they've maimed all of the most fit, physically fit people. And this is just extreme events that are happening on the field with these people. We're not even talking about the long-term effects of cancers and being sterile and not being able to have children. And myocarditis, you know, has a 5 to 10 year life expectancy, I think. So you can't just say, oh, I'll just live with it and I'll live a long life. A lot of these athletes
being as young as they are, don't realize that if they have, you know, carditis, then it could be a death sentence.
I saw a recent headline about the Miami Open. The tennis world has been rocked because 15 athletes could not finish the game.
So what seat, like in that Open, what seat was the player that won? I mean, are we seeing this, Sean, where it's like the top 3 or 4 or 5 athletes that have taken the injection, now they're completely gone from like an Open? I used to watch the tennis Opens all the time. And now you got like someone who's 100, ranked 100 or 200th on the world stage, and now they end up winning somehow.
And it's horrible because, you know, especially like around here, there was a Moroccan player, soccer, or they call it football here, but soccer player, which is a huge deal in many European countries. It's like, it's this huge culture around it, and they dropped dead on the field as well. And, you know, I've been posting these stories too. I'm really glad that you put that compilation out there for people to see, because when you see them all back to back to back like that, that really makes it hit home that something serious is going on here. And I actually think I just saw that number is up. I saw 800, over 800 athletes dead or maimed since the beginning of the vaccines.
Yeah, it gives me goosebumps because they're real people who evidently didn't know better, or like that spot we just watched, trusted Pfizer. They trusted that the vaccine is safe. And those doctors are literally saying just that. Don't look at the science. Don't do any research. Don't listen to Hope and Devon or Dr. Lee Merritt or Dr. Carrie Madej or Stu Peters or Dr. Jane Ruby or anybody else who actually cares about you. Just trust us and go get your vax.
Not just trust, though. They were coerced into it because they were told they couldn't travel to go to the game unless they were double vaccinated.
Good point. Like the world's best tennis player, Novak Djokovic, who refuses to take the vaccine. And it's not a vaccine. I got to stop saying that. It's an mRNA experimental bioweapon.
Yep.
He refuses to take it. So they won't let him play at the French Open. They won't let him play at the Miami Open. They won't let him play tennis anymore. Because evidently, unless you're willing to take the bioweapon, like the drummer for Foo Fighters, Taylor Hawkins, you don't get to play drums in a band anymore. So he took it and now he's dead. He was 50, by the way, in peak condition.
Yeah.
And yes, he had kicked his drug habit. And mainstream media liars and trolls. He had not done heroin since 2000, 2001. Okay, there's videos of him showing up at his kids' schools, playing drums, coaching, being a mentor, being a dad. He played drums for the Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl says, take the vaccine or you're out. He takes the vaccine, along with the stage manager who died at age 40, by the way. Mm-hmm. And now 50-year-old Taylor Hawkins is dead and Dave Grohl no longer has a band.
There was an article out recently that the findings on that is that it was found proven that his death, the cause of death, was vaccine induced myocarditis.
His heart was twice the normal weight.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
And we're to believe this is all normal.
Drug use. Yeah.
We're to believe it's all absolutely normal. All right. Well, as we wrap up the conversation, friends, we need to remain vigilant because this is not going to stop. I just had a recent guest on who said, this is the calm before the storm. And we can see what's going on in China as they lock down Shanghai over a new variant. Let me share this with you guys. Todd Callender calls these contagious vaccines, which they have told us they want. Let me read the description from Team Enigma. And I'm sorry, I don't know this woman's name, but Team Enigma is the BitChute channel. We have discovered that Pfizer BioNTech are simultaneously testing multiple versions of their injections, including self-amplifying RNA. This means the product continuously self-replicates inside your body for unknown length of time. Did your vaccine-pushing doctor tell you this? Listen.
And as I said, it's not acceptable to have secret ingredients and then telling physicians, well, here's a bunch of money. Go get people from the street and enroll them in my clinical trial and inject this secret set of ingredients. That's completely unacceptable. Further, in the same document, investigator's brochure, we have information about lipid nanoparticles. And this is how much the doctor and the patient are allowed to know about this lipid nanoparticle. It's a complete black box. It's literally a black box. So the question that I have, again, is how is informed consent possible when you do not know what you're injecting. It's extremely problematic and unethical on the part of the physicians that participated and continue to participate in these clinical trials.
That's so beautifully said. That's a great summary to our entire conversation. What these physicians are doing is so incredibly unethical that they should be the ones that have their medical licenses pulled, not the doctors that speak out against this. But we live in an upside down world. So the doctors you just saw in the local spot that I just played, of course, they'll be supported by this criminal, horrific system. Whereas any doctors that speak out against it, well, they go in front of the medical boards and they're threatened with the ends of their career.
I think I might be wrong, but I think that's the same team Enigma that disclosed the lethal dose experiment that we heard about through Dr. Yeadon. But he mentioned team Enigma in his presentation in front of that tribunal.
You might be right. And I wish I knew that woman's name. The point she makes in that video is her understanding, and I'm just sort of cliff noting it here. I might have this not entirely right, but basically she's saying that Pfizer is testing 7 new self-amplifying RNA injections, even though under FDA authorization, they can only test 1. So they're already breaking the rules. We don't know what's going on. They're never going to tell us what's going on. And we certainly will never be told what the ingredients are. But people are encouraged to just run out and keep getting boosters.
You know, and it's the other thing too, you mentioned somebody said it was the quiet before the storm. We've noticed that quiet because a lot of restrictions are getting lifted just all over the place. And it's kind of interesting, at least around here and in Europe, there's all these restrictions that are just magically lifting and no more face masks and no more vaccine passports and things like that. And we're a little suspicious because it's a little abrupt. So I think that there might be some truth to that statement. Like, I guess my spidey senses are just kind of saying that there is a quiet before the storm because something might be coming next and to just be prepared for, because why would they just be lifting all these restrictions like this? The other thing I've noticed is that mainstream is being extremely quiet about trying to push vaccines, at least the stuff that we see. They just kind of like want everybody to forget that this COVID hoax ever happened and just forget all about it. So while there are still people that are going and getting those boosters and putting their little Facebook profiles, I got my booster. There's a lot of silence about this. And there's like a whole underground of people in every single country and culture who have not gotten vaccinated, who will not take those shots, that are breathing a huge sigh of relief because they seem to stop pushing it so hard. So we'll see if there's something else they got up their sleeve.
All right. Well, before we say goodbye, we're going to say one more thing about your website. And then I want to play one more clip. Maybe I'll play the clip first. But Tavon, your final words to anybody listening who's still on the fence, anybody that would believe those doctors in that spot I played instead of what we're telling people to do, which is your own research, what would you say to those that have not been vaccinated but are told to reconsider and go have a conversation with your doctor?
To not take the injection. Don't do it. If you waited this long, especially 2 years, do wait and see. Just keep seeing the before and after of people that you know within your sphere, your friends and your family, and just don't be that one. Don't be that one to do it, especially based on this information. To do your own research, you can not listen to that. Take what we say with a grain of salt, but encourage you to do your own research and just don't rush to take. Don't take the injection. Don't do it.
What does it profit if you gain the whole world and lose your soul?
Yeah, you got that right, 100%. All right, well, I want people to understand that there are things you can do, and you can get some products over at ftwproject.com. And I'm going to let you guys talk about those products at the end. One more soundbite. This is from Dr. Rima LeBeau, who was featured on Jesse Ventura's show back in the day. I think this goes back to around 2012, but you guys will remember that Rockefeller document, Lockstep, which described exactly what we're going through now, was wargamed in, I think it was either 2010 or 2012. So when Dr. Rima LeBeau says the great culling has begun, she was told by a high-level elite person that she knew, the great culling has begun. Well, I think what we're going through now is what she was talking about.
In 2003, I had a patient in my drug-free medical practice who was a head of state.
And one day she said, you know, it's almost time for the great culling to begin.
The what?
That's what I said. The what? She said, the great culling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G, when you thin the herd. I said, what are you talking about? She said, it's almost time for the useless eaters to be culled. And she said, those are the people who are consuming our non-renewable natural resources. I said, who are the people who make this decision? She said, we. The aristocrats.
This person you talk to, you're bound because you're a physician and there's the relationship that you can't talk. Is this person a member of the Bilderbergs?
She is not Queen Beatrice. She is not the Queen of England. She is not Henry Kissinger. But she certainly presented herself as a member of that power elite, and she certainly was a head of state. Now, the Bilderbergers are much talked about at this point. I said, who's behind this? And she said, well, you've heard of the Bilderbergers, of course. I said, are they the people at the top? She said, no.
Guys, I think that's a very powerful clip to play. Jesse Ventura and Dr. Rima Lebeau going back more than 10 years. The great culling is about to begin. Well, what we're going through now can certainly be referred to as a great culling. And the people at the top of the food chain, the people above those you see at Bilderberg Group, those are the people who go and do the things that are depicted in that fictional, quote unquote, fictional movie or series of movies called Hostel. Okay, I don't enjoy those movies, but if you want to understand how these people are wired and what they do at the highest levels, go watch Hostel, because yes, they're presented as fiction, but they're actually fictional documentaries. All right, if you guys have any final comments on that, please jump in, pitch in, and then we'll take a look at your fine products at FTW Project.
Yes, Sean. I think also with the way these people plan, it's important to think that it might not be one big giant mass event where everyone's just falling over dead. But I think for them, they'd want something a bit more slow and not as subtle, so that you can always go on debating whether there really is a depopulation agenda or not. And for them, I think it's more important that they would look at increasing the death rate, and that surpasses the birth rate. And if you do that across the world, then you will get your depopulation within the generation. I think that would be probably the direction they would go with this, and hope that not enough people realize what's happening.
And I just want to say, I want to actually have a message of hope, because when you are watching this go on in our world and you just know that a lot of people are going to be dying over the next 5 to 10 years, it's really, really hard to think about, especially if you're awake and you're aware and you know the truth about what's going on. So I want to just tell people that they're not alone, because there's a lot more of us that are awake and aware. And I feel like God has placed us as like little beacons of light all over the planet to help during this time. So if you feel like you're alone in this, which we feel very lonely because we're surrounded by people that don't get it, right? That just hang in there and know that you're not alone, and that I think we all have a real mission and purpose here during this time while this is happening. That will probably be for God's glory in the end. So just know that you're not alone.
Thank you. You guys are among my favorite guests, not only because I know your heart is in the right place, but because you're very, very smart and you're very, very committed to truth. And, you know, everybody I bring on is Todd Callender, Dr. Lee Vliet, so many wonderful people I have on. But I identify with what you're saying very much, because I feel very isolated. I feel very isolated myself at times. And it's because the normies are not equipped to have these conversations.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, for the most part, with the exception of going out with my buddy Chris the other day, shout out to Chris and Carrie, who are very enlightened and care, but they're the exception to the rule. Now, more and more people are waking up, which is good. And people are starting to understand that something's very, very wrong. The stolen election is certainly helpful to that end. But to those that want to learn more and want to protect themselves and their families from RF and from this dastardly plan, this nefarious plan, which in my view includes 5G, here's the website, ftwproject.com. I'll leave a link below. You can get the latest posts and videos for free. Learn how to detox graphene oxide. If you've been, well, you know what, guys? The graphene oxide is everywhere now. So it may be in us even if we didn't get vaccinated. But then there's the sleeping pods, the phone shields. I'm going to come back to you guys. Do you want to just briefly describe the science behind the phone shields and the sleeping pods? It's real science. Again, I had Dr. Len Horowitz on, and we talked about the realm of the unseen. Frequencies are real. Look at the salt experiment. Change the hertz, change the input, and the geometric patterns of the salt change into beautiful designs. That's the unseen realm. Tell us about the science of these things.
Yes. So our science is based on the research of the late Dr. Wilhelm Reich, where he defined it as orgone energy. Basically, these when you have the right materials that are within a composite form, or you can have them in layers, they actually able to provide a barrier of protection from the harmful effects of EMF. These composites actually change the physical properties of EMF as they go through these products. So if you have the sleeping pod near you or on you while you're in your bed, while you're trying to get some sleep, or otherwise, if you had wireless energy going around your home that would keep you up at night, by having the sleeping pod on or near you, it absorbs some of those frequencies and allows your body to actually distress and allows you to get some good rest.
It's like it cleans the environment around you from the bad radiation that comes from cell phones and Wi-Fi. And a lot of people are very, very sensitive to these things. And that's the reason why a lot of people are not feeling well, why people can't sleep. So we started making these products for ourselves 6 years ago because we were extremely sensitive to EMFs and they worked for us. And our friends wanted them to make them for our friends. So we did that. And now it's just blossomed into this extremely successful business. We've just hired a whole team to help us make the products, to get them out the door. And we love what we do. And, you know, so that's our little thing. And we have a affiliate code with Sean as well, so that we can help support Sean so that he can keep doing the wonderful work that he's doing. Anytime you make a purchase from us, a little bit of that goes to Sean to help keep him making these incredible shows that we really need. We really need it this time. Yes. So, and if you want to see any of the science around our products, we've made a ton of videos over the last 5 or 6 years. They're all on our website. You can go check out how it works, why it works, all the scientific data that you would need to see some of the amazing effects that our products can have. So go ahead and check it out.
Yeah, it's in our blog.
All right. All right. Well, one more question for you and a shout out to somebody on your team who we care about a lot. Her name's Gracie. And I think she's behind the curve on some of this knowledge, but maybe she'll come up to speed soon. Now, the pyramids, the charge plates, the shungite products. I just wanted to show the charge plates. I don't really understand anything about the charge plates. What I wanted to say, just common sense stuff, though, for listeners, is I do know from watching so many things now, videos about RF and the RF coming off of cell phones, is when you don't need your iPhone, turn it off. If you're not using it, turn it off. Get it out of your pocket. Get it as far away from you when you sleep as possible and turn it off. And when you are charging it, stay the heck away from it, because I guess that's when the RF is even worse based on some of the tests I've seen. What are these charge plates?
The charge, so all of our different products, they're the same composite, so they do the same thing, but we have different shapes for different purposes. So you would use the charge plate. One thing we love using it for is to preserve food, fruits and vegetables. You put one of those charge plates in your fridge and all of your produce will last much, much longer because it preserves the life energy of living foods like organic vegetables that are very expensive that might rot after 1 week. And we started putting these charge plates in our refrigerator and all of a sudden my romaine lettuce is lasting like over a month because of the charge plates. So that's one thing for preserving food, but it's also, you could put it on a tabletop, on a coffee table. So it will emanate out that energy cleaning field from the orgone energy to clean up the EMFs in the environment around you. Or some people like to put it underneath their chair and sit on it. I mean, I've heard all different kinds of things. It's a flat shape so that it's easier to like set a bowl of fruit on or set a jug of water on, because you could use it to help clean your water as well. So we've got some videos on that as well. So,
and like you mentioned about with Dr. Horowitz and frequencies, it's also the properties of those fields. That information is also projected onto these, like your fruits and your vegetables. And so having the charge plate basically cleans that up and turns it into something that's healthier.
All right. Very good. I always appreciate the education that you guys offer. And so if you guys listening are interested in the EMF protection, sleeping pods, phone shields, the pyramids, the charge plates. You can learn all about that. I will leave the link below. Our guests have been Tavon and Hope. Guys, thanks so much. Appreciate you.
Great to be on.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, guys, keep the faith. Pray to God in heaven for intervention. We really do need some divine intervention to take our world back. And friends, I'll remind you every single day for free, you can find us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda, which is Mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
You know, the DNA that we have is the fingerprint of God. And it's, I've heard different teachings about how it's like a scroll that's unrolled, which a scroll was a book. And there's your name being written in the book of life as a human being. And they're going in and destroying the most sacred part of a human, which is the fingerprint that God has put there. And you know, there's no way I'll take a shot that does what that does to the DNA of a human, because I fear God more than I fear man.